Detaining on land in Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N. This patient comes in with his father's diastasis entire H and P, period. He's got several things, period. Number one, his left big toe is starting to ingrow a little bit again, period. I removed a segment of this back in October, period. A patient noticed in the last week that the corner adjacent to the second toe has been ingrowing slightly, period. It's not bothering him terribly, period. Second issue, patient has known schizophrenic disorder, period. Currently he is on Latuda, L-A-T-U-D-A, as a single agent, period. Patient has had significant weight gain since being on treatment. His triglycerides also elevated significantly when last checked, period. Currently, the patient is attempting to moderate his eating habits and does have about 20 minutes of exercise every day, period. He's living at home with his parents, period. On examination, his vital signs are as noted. When I look at the nail, the leading corner is actually free, but when I explore the area with a Q-tip, I'm able to free up a flap that's just proximal to the tip, period. And this causes a slight amount of bleeding, period. Assessment number one, patient with known schizophrenic disorder, weight gain and abnormality of lipids noted on previous testing, needs to be rechecked, period. Next, ingrown toenail, period, PLAM. Patient's advised to continue freeing up the flap of nail daily for the next 4 weeks, period. If it is unable to do this and it worsens, to return for formal excision, period. In regards to his abnormal metabolic situation, he's going to go to the lab fasting and get a CBC, CMP, lipid, and glyco check, period. I've encouraged the patient to improve his daily exercise if possible, period. And